Let's get to the Merrill montage. I got to hear it. They won yesterday. It was a roller coaster. It was ugly for a while. They pulled it out. A lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of all of that featured. Got to hear it. Got to hear a Merrill montage.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
It's the 1-1 Eagles trying to bounce back from a heartbreaking loss, and the 2-0 Saints, who so far have been remarkable.
Carr back. Carr being chased. He's sacked back at the 25-yard line. Jordan Davis.
Hurts back. Hurts looking. He fires, and it is intercepted in the end zone.
Carr takes the snap. He's back. He fires, and again it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage. It's knocked down by Jalen Carter.
Back goes Hurts. He's looking. He steps up. He dashes out of harm's way. He starts to run. He falls. He fumbles the football and then makes a tackle.
Hurts back. He's got time. He's looking. He is firing. And it is complete. Goddard at the 20. Goddard at the 15. Hurts with a beautifully timed ball to Goddard.
They're going to tush push. No, they give it off inside. And they're not going to pick it up. They're not going to pick it up. I don't understand why you go for it there.
Hurts back. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He's hit. He drops. They've sacked him at the 40.
Unbelievable.
Once again, the Eagles look 3 points in the face and turned away. We have reached the end of the third quarter with the score. The Saints 3, the Eagles nothing.
It is second down and 5. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
65-yard touchdown run, and the Eagles not only score, but they take the lead.
His career longest is 61. Ball is spotted. Kick is away. And the kick is no good.
And just like that, the Saints take over at midfield.
Back goes Carr. He is firing. Wide open. And is it caught? Yes, touchdown on the far side by Olave, who beat Gardner Johnson.
Hurts is back. Hurts steps up. He fires. He completes it. He's going to have a first down and more. Down the left sideline. Running with the football. All the way across the 10. Down to the 5 is Goddard.
1:05 remaining. The Eagles have a first and goal from the 5.
Motion. Give. Barkley. Up the middle. Touchdown!
Eagles take the lead.
Carr steps up. Hit as he fires the football, and it is intercepted! It is intercepted by Reed Blankenship! It's intercepted by Reed Blankenship, and the Eagles are going to pull off the upset!
We're winning!
Well, it's great to hear Merrill and Mike with the calls there, as it was yesterday here on WIP, as the Birds get to 2-1. Look, let's make it real simple here. They won that game primarily yesterday because of their defense, Saquon Barkley, the offensive line. Credit to Jeff Stoutland getting backups ready to go. Credit to those guys stepping in, and Dallas Goedert. I mean, those were the main factors. Now, Jalen deserves credit for obviously showing resiliency and a far better end of the game than a start and for a while in the game. I do think they've got an issue with the quarterback. I mean, I think he's only slightly above average, and we're probably going to be dealing with that the whole season. So get ready, buckle up, because what you're going to get this year, I'm telling you right now what you're going to get. I'm just telling you right now. You're going to get ugly losses. Okay, you're going to get ugly losses, and you're going to get dirty wins. That's what this team is. And, you know, let's hope it nets out to 10 or 11 wins in a playoff berth and all that. But
without Devontae, without AJ, without the entire right side of your offensive line, other teams, other good teams, like the San Francisco 49ers, when they are without this same level of player, they start the season 1-2. They lost yesterday. You know, we are up there with those
teams.
Well,
hold on, John. Here's what I'm going to say. Hold on a second.
Based on the roster.
What has Hurts said for the 4 years he's here? I don't know if I've heard it this year, but I heard it a lot the last couple years. The standard is the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the standard's supposed to be, he's not there.
He is
and by
not
the way,
at the standard.
He's not even close.
But the good part is he would say, I am not anywhere close
to
the standard.
But the more important part moving forward is not what he says, It's what he does on the field for the 3 hours.
Correct.
I give Jalen a tremendous amount of credit for pulling that out yesterday, having resiliency, showing guts, showing some wheels again when needed. Like, he is a gutsy player. He is a passionate player. Doesn't have a passionate personality per se, but he plays football with great passion, determination, and intensity and skill. But he also goes awry dramatically out there in ways that hurt the football team. That game was closer yesterday than it had to be, in large part because of Jalen's miscues and Sirianni's miscues. And you can get away with it yesterday, but you can't play that way the whole year, and you can't win a Super Bowl that way.
You think that was a dirty win yesterday? I don't.
You don't think that was a dirty win?
Not at all. Not in,
they had 0 points entering the fourth quarter.
I understand
quarter.
That. I understand that.
Wow.
All those injuries, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
The defense was playing the team with the offense that led in every single category.
Yep.
And they held them to 219 points, 89 yards on the ground. I'm sorry. He lost Lane Johnson and Becton in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
When Lane Johnson normally doesn't play or goes out, they don't win.
No, I know. They've had horrible history when Lane's out.
He doesn't have his star receiver. His backup, his second best receiver goes out. I thought, and considering how awful he played in the first two or three drives, the way he played in the fourth quarter, I would not... Normally, I would say dirty win. I would not put this in that category.
Well, look, we'll see where people are at today and all week. I mean, it's another fascinating game to react to. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Patrick in Tabernacle. What's going on, Patrick?
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing well, Patrick.
John Ritchie, I like how you kept saying, like, we did win yesterday. I need to remember that right now, too. You know, we did.
And that was a team we weren't supposed to beat. Everyone's telling us, oh, they're so tough. They're going to run the ball. You know what? We knew that was their plan.
Well,
and we stopped it.
Patrick,
we had a plan to stop what they did best.
I'll say this, Patrick. I'll use the 91 Eagles defense as a reference point here. So when the 91 Eagles defense won the House of Pain game in Houston,
yes,
we knew the Eagles stymied a truly phenomenal offense. We knew they won a truly impressive game, okay? We knew it because we had seen Houston for years running up and down
West the field. Wes Hopkins across the middle.
Totally,
breaking,
yeah.
Was it Ernest Gibbons?
Was three of the four receivers got drilled and knocked out.
Yeah.
But my point, Patrick, is I don't think we really know how good New Orleans is. So even though they look great for two games, I'm not going to bring out massive pom-poms because the Eagles beat a team with the Saints with Derek Carr, who hasn't done that much in his career. Just going to leave it there.
Well, listen, I'm psyched to see what we did defensively because I was so down on the defense coming into
it. It was
the
phenomenal.
Season.
The defense was
but
great.
Listen, I'm out on Hurts. I usually want to wait 4 games. This guy's look, the injuries had no bearing on his decision-making, whether it was before or after the injuries on the front line. The injuries had no bearing on him throwing that ball in the end zone. This guy's a turnover machine.
No, he's not.
Quarterback.
He's turned the ball over 6 times this year.
Well, for what it's worth, he's turned the ball over the most in pro football since the start of last season.
And
that's the most.
But listen,
and it doesn't make him a turnover machine.
Well, it doesn't make him not one.
Yeah, thank you. But listen, I want a quarterback that makes smart decisions and protects the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
and
his
he's
first snap, correct
getting...
me if I'm wrong, his first snap in his regular season debut as an NFL player, he muffed a fumble. This guy can't hold on. You know what? Take a ball. It's like when you're in high school or whatever. You have this egg. It's a baby. Carry this egg around. Pretend you're its parent. You know what, Jalen? Go. You need to be sleeping with that damn football. I'm tired of this. Last year, we won. Yeah, it was a crappy game, John Rich, but guess what? Oh, we won. Listen. We win. Yeah, we won. This is not a recipe for success in the playoffs. It's not a recipe for getting a lot of wins in a row. Listen, if you can't make a smart decision, you can't make a smart decision. Lane John, although it had no bearing. This guy.
All right, Patrick, I got you. I understand. I understand your point. Everyone hears you. I mean, people are going to be coming down on both sides of the Jalen thing here. Here's the irony.
Decision making is something you can get better at. It is something, especially when you're a young quarterback in an offense that's new to you, you are going to improve at the decision-making part, especially when we were told, you know, he has added a lot to his slate this year in terms of just like what he's responsible for. We know that Jalen is now making the calls for protections.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Jalen is now audibilizing the big drive route to Dallas Goedert. for the huge gain. Jalen liked the knew that he could beat that with a man beater play, audibleized and got us into that perfect play for the situation. That's exactly what we're looking for.
That's critical.
He's getting better at the offense.
But John,
he's only a month in to this offense, and I expect continued improvement at the reading through, at the reading out, and you know, hopefully it doesn't take quite so long. Like, it feels like it's been a slog thus far.
Well, it has been.
And I don't feel great about that. I know he'll be better.
Look, there's also a play, and we haven't even talked about it yet, where, you know, Greg Olsen saying all he's got to do is throw the ball to Dallas Goedert and it's a touchdown. I mean, stuff like that, like, you can't miss.
Plays like that in every game.
Well, that was pretty excessive. I mean, that looked like, you know, kind of like.
There are plays like that in every game. When Tom Brady was playing,
I don't know about
there
that.
There were plays like that. For Tom Brady,
I wouldn't say every game there's a guy that wide open for a TD.
James, trust me, true or false?
Ooh, game of the day.
So yeah, when the Hurts thing nets out, as of now, he is 32 NFL quarterbacks at start. He is nets out slightly above average. True or false?
True. Definitively, yeah. I mean, I do think he can get better at this. I don't think he's a finished product in terms of reading the defense and all that, but the decision-making itself has to be better. And look, I get it, John. In 2021 and 2022, he was super great at protecting the football. It was one of his best skills, maybe his best, but we got to be real about what we've seen the last year and a half. He hasn't done that. Like, he has lost the right to be called someone who protects the football. He has to earn that back.
All right, let's listen to
Siri. Three games. This season.
All of last season, John.
Last year was a mess.
Well, John, number one. Well, it sounded like you didn't. You keep saying three games. Number one in pro football and turnovers since the start of last year.
Last year was broken from a lot of perspectives because the offense was, we know it wasn't anywhere close to like pro level. What you'd expect would give him the answers that he needs. That's my objection to last year. He didn't have the answers to the test that he needed. He didn't have the ability to say, hey, stop. Hey, Dallas, run this drive route because it's man coverage and we know that they're going to pick one another. We got a great chance to bust a long gain on this play. He didn't have that access last year. So I don't fault him the same way for last season.
I understand.
Yes, this year, he's turning it over too much. Six times more than anyone else in the NFL who's playing quarterback. But we're only three games in, and this is the whatever quasi training camp that I hope he comes out the other side a more polished quarterback who understands things to a higher degree.
It'll be fascinating at 9 to hear Seth Joyner on this topic and the Sirianni topic and the defense topic, all of it. Let's also hear from Sirianni right now on Jalen. Sirianni, as strong yesterday as I have ever heard him on any issue at the podium. I don't ever remember Sirianni trying to make a point more forcefully than he made this point post-game yesterday about Jalen Hurts. Listen to what the head coach said.
Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's a winner. He wins, right? What you tell me when he hasn't won. He's a winner, right? And, man, I'm proud of him. I can't say enough good things about his response. Like, He has the same look on his face the entire game. Now, he's getting excited, and I love that about him, that he's getting excited. But he knows it's the sum of all the plays that says who you are. Not just one play that everyone's going to talk about. It's not just one play. It's the sum of all plays. And he's the quarterback, and this guy is a freaking winner. He won at Alabama. He won at Oklahoma. He's been like he's been winning here over and over and over and over. And you know what? We're the Philadelphia Eagles, so we understand we're going to get criticism. But this dude's a freaking winner. Jalen Hurts is a winner, and he won today.
All right, listen, you heard the head coach. You can react, 215-592-9494. Speaking of reacting, you can also certainly react on Sirianni. And I'll just say this about what Nick said. It's nice that he stood up for his quarterback like that, and I did believe that in the past more than I believe it now. And I'll say this about the past as it relates to college football. There's about 20 different quarterbacks in the last 20 years that have won at Alabama and Oklahoma. So there's only so much stock I put in that thing.